The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio, Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Ben. Quick trip over to Melbourne and drank too much, ate too much, weddinged too much, macarena'd too much, and now back.
And now you're back. Great to have you back. And now let's just go straight into this really shocking situation at Perth Children's Hospital. I mentioned the top of the show. I think everybody who's read this report is stunned, I guess, at some of the details. What did we learn yesterday?
Well, the big thing to come out of this report that will be the focus today is this culture that apparently exists whereby medical staff just ignore patients and families in the waiting rooms. We're being told there's a culture of just not even acknowledging patients in the waiting rooms or their families. And this has been observed through looking at CCTV, where the medical staff are not even making eye contact with anybody in the waiting rooms. So that's a big thing that's being looked at. Of course, the staff involved are under scrutiny. The thing is, though, that's interesting, the health minister and the CEO of the hospital have both said they don't want to make it about the staff. They want to make it, you know, about the system. They don't want it to be personal. I suppose they can see that there are so many systemic issues there. And this is the thing with this case. It's about bigger picture. You know, if you have a system whereby it's under-resourced, you don't have enough people, you can't then easily blame those who were on shift that night if you've set them up for failure. So that will be a big one today, looking at those staff who are under scrutiny and the wider system. And the CEO of the hospital has already said that they're going to look at changing the way that they have their triage system in place at Perth Children's Hospital and other hospitals that have paediatric services.
Yeah, well, the nurses who were working in the ED that night who were involved in the treatment of Aishwarya haven't been back to the ED working since then. So that's more than a month now. Yep. The interesting thing for me is that when you look at this situation, which is obviously it's terrible and a tragic outcome and some of the very basics that you would expect, that all of us would expect as far as care of our kids when we go to the children's hospital are concerned, is that it doesn't matter what industry you're in, it doesn't matter what job you have. If you are in a job where you are worked to the bone, you're working long hours, you're not getting the support that you think that you should be getting from your bosses, it's hard to take sick leave. When other people take sick leave, you're under more pressure. In any industry, in those situations, it's hard to have the same level of focus, the same level of dedication, and the same level of care. So I can't say it's a surprise to see it's happened here. Like, we put doctors and nurses up on a pedestal, but at the end of the day, that's their job, the same as this is our job.
Yes.
And they're human, you know what I mean? And so, like, they are fall prey to the same things that people in every workplace fall prey to when they're overworked and under-resourced. Obviously, the outcomes in this situation are just so much more tragic, so much more serious.
And the thing is, when you hear about the situation, the temperature situation, the fact the pulse wasn't taken, the fact she was limp, I mean, any parent would have gone, hang on a minute, hang on. And this is the thing, Aishwarya's parents did do that. And the fact that the system failed them is terrifying for anybody else who's a parent in WA.
Yeah, yeah. And I know it's been sort of skirted around the edges, but I still look at the, you know, sort of maybe a cultural disconnect here as a factor that can't be discounted. And it's obviously impossible to know if the treatment would have been different if they'd been a white family from Claremont. But, you know, it's hard not to think that there's maybe a factor there. And it certainly was highlighted in the report that it's something that cultural training is something that they're going to be doing.
Exactly. And this is the thing. I can only speak to my experience in there. You don't see a lot of cultural diversity among the medical staff who are in there. You know, that may not be any fault of anybody, really. It's the number of people who are coming through, the number of people who are being given opportunities. But I can see how that would potentially be an issue. Still, though, if a parent has raise concerns five times, and yet on a sheet where it said has the parent raised concerns and it's absent, you've really got to wonder there.
Yeah, there was some, but there was certainly some basics that weren't followed, and things like taking down the details and one clerk thinking the other clerk had written things down and that hadn't happened. So, you know, but again, you know, I think it's right to question the systemic issues and the protocols that are in place, because when they might be short of staff or when they are overworked, you have to fall back on those protocols and on those systems. That's the safeguard, and clearly it wasn't there on that night.
And the thing I think that will happen now is so many more parents are just going to speak up louder because they're going to be sceptical. They're going to be thinking, hang on a minute, is my kid getting the best treatment? Do I need to speak up louder? Because imagine being Aishwarya's parents, knowing that you did speak up multiple times and still having to live with what happened.
Yeah.
It must just be torturous for them.
Terrible.
And I mean, how many times did they have to speak up?
Yeah, it was at least three times at least. And the thing in your mind would be, did I do enough? They can have some confidence they did all that they could, but I'm sure it's still something that is in the back of their minds. Terrible thing to have to live with.